escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, we're back on a Wednesday WIP afternoon show. Philadelphia, home of Ike, Spike, and Fritz, and the two best pitchers in the National League. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, feeling pretty good on this Wednesday. We have finally won another baseball series.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been forever, it seems like, since we won one. Shout out to the Fightins from last night. Jackie Baseball. I'll let you, boy.
Yes, Angie. Pretty dominant. But you know what else we saw today?
What else did we see?
Oh, we saw the boys in green back out there in shirt.
You see Jordan Davis?
Dude, actually, he looks unbelievable.
He's down the Fritz 20.
Yeah, and Jordan Davis eating healthy.
40.
Yeah. 60, maybe.
Yeah.
Is he trying to play fullback?
Yeah. Might need him. You never know.
Seriously, don't lose too much weight there, big fella. We need you in the middle to be – we need that girth.
Well, that is an interesting thing to talk about. We'll talk about it later. But, like, you know, part of the value of him is his size.
His size,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing he's got to figure out. Boy, is it a big show. 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson joins us. It'll be fun to talk to L.A. about a win and about how Chris Sanchez is pitching. Mm-hmm. Flyers in 50 returns with Brooks at 3:30.
My God.
Elliot will be here at 4 to talk about what happened in camp. We will have the first, I know, back 2 days in a row. We got to ask him about his hair, too. But you know, of course, talk about training camp stats. You got to figure out. And one report he got right, by the way, as Jahad Campbell was out there practicing today, which he predicted. Speaking of which, as we relaunch Eagles Insider of the Year, we will give the odds for 2026, who the winner will be. Boy, is it a big, big, big show. So as Jack mentioned, the Eagles they reported to camp yesterday. Today was the first practice. Today was the first time the players spoke. And Jalen Hurts spoke. Of course. And some, you know, we all noticed when we looked at the pictures of the ring ceremony that Jalen never seemed to be wearing the ring, right? He was holding the box with the ring in it. Even the picture with Mr. Lurie and Coach Sirianni, they were both wearing the rings and Jalen had it in his box. The question was, did Jalen wear the ring? And he was asked that question at camp today, and here's what he said.
In the photos that we've seen from the event, I haven't seen any of you actually wearing the ring itself. Did you eventually get to put it on? Why or why not?
Yeah, I've moved on. I moved on to the new year. You know, it's as simple as that.
You know, so I saw that response because Elliot tweeted it out. Devin tweeted it out. I didn't hear it live. And then him saying, I've moved on. And I have to tell you, my initial inclination was to roll my eyes and go, oh, this guy again. But then I thought about it, and I actually love it. Like, so I started, you know, I make everything about myself. That's part of what this is. But
you would never.
But you know around here that I don't celebrate victories very long. Like, I don't really care. I also don't like going out and having fun.
You wear your socks on the beach.
I wear my socks on the beach. I keep to myself. And I started thinking to myself, like, I like that Jalen Hurts is like this. Like, is it a little weird he didn't put on the ring at the ring ceremony? Sure, I guess. But it's really hard to repeat as Super Bowl champion. Most teams don't repeat as Super Bowl champion. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is how you handle the offseason after you've won the Super Bowl. Because one of the concerns is you're not as hungry the offseason after winning the Super Bowl as you are when you're chasing it, right?
Sure.
And we have a couple of examples of how people have handled the offseason around here. We have on one side, we have like Jalen Hurts, who didn't even put on a Super Bowl ring. He's concentrating on the next one. Even A.J. Brown right afterwards says, didn't feel as good as I thought it was. I'm just looking toward next year.
But he put his ring on.
But he did put the ring on. Nick Sirianni has been super quiet and focused. Yes. And then we have the other kind of the celebration, I guess, of the offseason. We have Saquon, mm-hmm. who did a lot, you know, even with Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. We have Cooper DeJean, who did not turn a party invite. And to be quite honest with you, if we want to repeat as champions, I wish more people on the Philadelphia Eagles handled the offseason like Jalen. I like this attitude from Jalen.
I like it from Jalen. I'm glad everybody else isn't taking this certain mentality.
Really?
I don't need 53 of these. I don't. Jalen is a lot. And we've sort of just accepted that's our QB. That's how he rolls. I'm good with it. It works for him. I got no problem with that. But I also enjoy the Cooper DeJeans, the Saquon Barkleys. Right? Those guys are out having a good time.
Are you going to like it? And week one when Cooper DeJeans got the oxygen mask on the sideline because he's not in the same shape he was last year?
I will not like it if that's the case. I totally agree with you on that. I'm almost... I guess I'm entrusting them that they're going to be ready to go when the season starts. By the way, I said particularly to both of those guys, Saquon and Cooper, if they go out and have good seasons this year based off of what they did this offseason.
Oh, well, then they're animals.
Exactly.
They're cyborgs. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we've seen it before, right? I mean, like you bring back the Cole Hamels thing.
That's prime example right there, Cole Hamels.
Cole Hamels was World Series MVP, spent the entire offseason doing commercials and this, that, and the other.
Banquet circuit.
And then in 2009, he had a horrible season. He had that quote at the end of the year that he was glad the season
Couldn't
was
wait
over.
The season be over with, yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I understand what you're saying, that you can't have 52 or 53 Jalen's in there.
Jalen's like a cyborg. I don't need 53 of those, man.
I'll say this. I'm glad he is this way.
Yes. I'm okay with him being this way. Because he has a more impactful job, more important job than the rest of those guys. I don't mind a little personality. I'm perfectly fine with that. It seems like, and we'll find out coming up here shortly, these guys knew when to turn it off and to get the training going. Saquon certainly seemed like he turned it off earlier than Coop, because Coop was still going in the summer.
Yes.
Yes. But I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. I was even happy to see AJ with his ring going.
Yes, did he put it on?
Yeah, he put it on.
Well,
he's having a good time.
You know, when Jalen didn't put it on, that meant AJ was going to put it on.
That meant AJ was going to put it on.
Yeah, well.
Man, let's not go down there.
Well, and the only thing I think with Saquon, too, and the reason that I sort of wish, I'm glad as a person, I can separate this.
Yeah.
As a person, I'm glad that Saquon enjoyed himself this offseason.
Yeah.
As a football fan, I think about how hungry he was the offseason before and what it led to. And I just sort of wish there was a little more Jalen in Saquon this offseason. Like, I don't need him to not put the ring on or anything like that. But man, like, you know, last offseason, he was out to prove to the world that he was Saquon Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have that this offseason. Now, like, look, he knows his body better than anybody else. But if you're asking me if I'd feel a little more confident in Saquon this season, if it was more like a Jalen offseason than it was like a Saquon offseason, my answer would be yes.
Yeah.
You know, with Saquon specifically.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly where you're coming from. And the amount of touches Saquon had last year. So you're already dealing with that aspect of it.
Yep.
But I think with Saquon, Saquon has a newfound life in the NFL, right? And I think, listen, within the team goals, he has individual goals. I think he's chasing a Canton bust.
Yes.
That's what he wants.
Yep. Yep.
That's what he wants. And he puts together another 3 or 4 years, 1,500 yards rushing. He damn sure has a chance of getting into the Hall of Fame. So I think that's where his motivation is at, meaning that his training part of his offseason, I'm pretty sure he pushed himself. Now, Coop is a young buck. I don't know if the young bucks really know what it means to have an offseason and then get prepared again.
He might learn a lesson.
Yes.
Cooper might learn a lesson.
He may learn. Yeah, he may learn a lesson. But I don't have a problem with the way Jalen has sort of gone about it. Again, like I said, he's like our CEO. I'm good with that. But I certainly don't have a problem with I like a little more personality.
Sure.
I like a little bit more personality. I want the guys to have a little fun.
215-592-9494. What do you think about Jalen not putting on the ring and putting it past him? Jack, before we get the next question, I need to know what you thought.
Imagine what he thinks.
Yeah, come on.
It's just so corny. It's like he's just it's trying too hard. It's trying too hard for me.
But
like,
I think that's how
he's
he
locked
is.
In.
That's not locked in.
It's Mamba mentality.
No, yeah, exactly. It's I'm trying to be Kobe. I'm trying to be Derek Jeter. I'm trying to be Michael Jordan.
Mike, I want him to be Kobe and Derek Jeter and Michael
just
Jordan.
Put the ring on at the ring ceremony. You can lay
late.
Your hair down for one night and celebrate something you did last year with your teammates.
You know what?
Like,
I wanna,
what are we talking
I'm
about?
I'm actually blaming the Eagles organization.
No,
for having the ring ceremony too late.
Shut up for a second.
Okay.
Shut up.
You shut up.
You're there with your teammates who put together an unbelievable season last year. You can let your hair down for one night. Like, you don't have to put on the persona all the time. It just, I love the locked in, don't worry about last year, yada, yada, yada. For the ring ceremony?
Yes.
Where you can celebrate for one night.
But it was the night before camp. It was too late in the year.
Oh
they should have done it in
just
May.
Put the ring on.
No.
Put the ring on.
Scheduling conflicts, Mike.
Well, yes, you never know about that. Yeah.
Jeez.
215-592-94 number. We do have a next question today because we have four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at the Link. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. We have four tickets for this. We do have a next question. Today is Monica Lewinsky's 52nd birthday.
Hey, yay!
Yes. So, for next question today... What are you good at? No. Just kidding.
Guys like to be stroked.
I knew we wouldn't be able to handle this. Surely.
Yep. I'm staring at her name, and I'm like, oh, how do I do a joke that doesn't get me in trouble? All right. So for next question, give us a controversy from the 90s. A controversy from the 90s. Jack, why don't you start us off?
I thought we were going with our other.
Oh, so you didn't think
question?
What? Do you want me to go to? Do you want me to just do it then?
What?
I thought we were doing the child actor.
No.
Yep.
No.
So I had a whole thing ready to go. So,
what?
I know. So I'll take OJ.
Well, oh man, you're taking a big one off the board. Holy moly!
Get rid of that guy.
Yeah. Well, he's gone now.
Oh God.
Well, he is. He didn't do it.
Oh, God. Yeah. Don't go down that road.
I wrote a book. All right. We're starting early today.
Man, we are.
We are. You got 90s controversy?
Yeah, I'm going. Listen, I'm going. Let me go with the East Coast, West Coast beef.
Oh, the rap beef.
You like that?
Yeah. That was a good one.
That's
remember,
good
was it the Vibe Awards?
Magazine, yep.
Yeah,
Vibe Awards.
Yeah, that was a big. That got. You know, there's a difference between when rap guys battle now, it's like showmanship.
Yeah.
Then it was...
it was real.
It was real, you know? All right. And mine is, it happened right at the end of the 90s. It is Napster. Napster, people...
Yeah, Napster.
Stealing music changed the how people get music forever, right? I mean, like, we all bought CDs, and you would go to the CD store. Napster comes along. Everybody stole, you know, thousands and thousands of songs, and now...
Not me.
Yeah, I would have guessed you didn't know how to use Napster. That would have been right.
Yes.
So that is next question today. Our favorite 90s controversy that you bring up will get four tickets to the Eagles training camp public practice. So... Jalen said he didn't put on his ring. What do you think? Do you wish more Eagles were like that? 215-592-9494.
You wish no one put their ring.
Yes. Keep it in the box.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Keep it in the box. The head is forward. Corey in Columbus here on WIP.
Hey, man, look, you know, yesterday, you know, I told y'all, I said new season, heel turn, Corey from Columbus. Hey, yo, Chuck from out there, keep my name in his mouth, you know. Hey, Chuck, I'm always going to be ahead of you, dog. You last year's news, dog. Hey, man, it's a new season. Remember I gave you a pasta for, you know, you Floyd Mayweather. Clap it up. You ain't going against Terrence Crawford, dog. You getting knocked out, dog. Come on, man.
Wow.
New king in town.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Respect to Chucky, man.
All right.
But look, let's talk about this. So this is what I think with Jalen is. Like I don't got a problem with it. It's his ring. Do whatever he wants. But it's like, I think Jalen knows, and as much as he wants to say, oh, I don't pay attention, I don't do this, I don't do that, Jalen knows out of everybody on this team that he's the one who has the most questions, like, with everybody. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
AJ is secure in his position. Saquon, Smitty, like, all yeah. Like, they – it's like the controversy for the past 2 weeks is Jalen a top 10 quarterback. So he – in his mind is, I got to go out here and do it to y'all again. Like –
yeah.
Like, damn, how many times I got to show y'all? Like, I went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago. I lost. That wasn't good enough. I went to a Super Bowl and won. Damn, I still got to do more? So I think that as much as he wants to say, oh, I don't pay attention to that, I feel like he does.
He definitely does. Yeah.
He for sure does.
Yeah, definitely does.
And then also, too, I mean, Ike knows with this. Like, I mean, Ike played pre-Nick Saban. But, like, when Nick Saban went to Alabama, they was always championship contenders. So you don't know if that was put in his mind. Like, listen, yeah, we don't celebrate – like, yep, have your day, whatever, do that.
You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
We're trying to build something here. You're the quarterback, you're the CEO, and we can't have you lingering off of what happened last year. You know, we gotta move forward with what we do. So I don't got a problem with it. I mean, some people might be annoyed, but listen, we gotta realize, yo, we ain't used to winning. This is title time. We changing the narrative, baby. We about to start.
That's what I'm talking about.
We gonna have so many rings, they definitely gonna be in the box. So going forward, y'all, everybody gonna be having rings that ain't gonna be being touched because this is a new standard.
I just hope the rings don't get any bigger.
Yeah, or they're gonna have to be watches.
I agree with Spike. How many, like, y'all took? I mean, I get it. The ring was extravagant, all that, but damn, like, y'all giving us the ring 3 days before camp. Like, y'all couldn't have did it a while. Like, we in a new season. Now we getting the rings. So, you know, that's why I feel like he did it.
Yeah, I don't know why the date got changed, but I thought it was supposed to be a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
And then it got changed.
Well, maybe they wanted, I'm sure there was an availability thing. They wanted everybody to be there.
And it was supposed to be like back in June.
You know, right. You know, Corey, so you know how the thing that you started off your call with, not the Chuck thing, but the people having doubts about him. Jack says, and he does it with a smirk, but there is truth to it, the whole prove it year thing, is you are right in that everyone accepts that A.J. Brown is one of the best receivers in the game. Everybody accepts Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Cam Jurgens, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley. Everybody accepts it.
Yeah.
But he is the one guy on the team, on both sides of the ball. Maybe there's a little, could Zach Bond do it again? But nobody's debating that. It really is on some level, whether it should be or shouldn't be, it is a year for him to prove that he is more than what people give him credit for and that it's real. So whether you want to call it a prove it year or not, and but there is something there. I agree with you that he is the one that people still have doubts about.
And I guarantee you this, if he get two rings, I don't care if ring 30th, 40th, 50th. Hey, man, y'all can't tell him nothing. You better not let him get two rings. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Corey, for next question, give us a 90s controversy.
Hey, man, when Jordan, we're talking about Jalen, when Jordan retired and went to go play baseball, I had to be controversial.
That was a big thing.
Believe me, oh, yeah.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Is there any other sport? So Jordan went, hit 200 in minor leagues, harder than you think it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Is there another sport you think if you put, I guess I know what the answer is, you put your head down and went and played, like you could play in the G League?
Right. Yeah, I think I could get in the G League.
Yeah?
I think I could have gotten the G League.
Yeah, I know it's basketball, right?
But I tell you what, though, I'm joking. I couldn't have gotten the G League.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm one of those LA Fitness basketball players.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're better in your own mind than you really are.
Yes, that's most people in basketball.
Until you get around real basketball players and you're like, golly, look how he handles the ball. Yeah. Look at his shot.
Yes. I can't even dribble when somebody comes near me.
I can't even go right.
Yeah.
I'm left-handed. So, yeah. But
Jordan going to go left.
All right.
I do believe I could have possibly got at least a tryout. Or maybe, you know, back then when we were coming up, we didn't even have a G League. It was the
D League.
No, CBA.
CBA,
remember
right.
CBA?
It was CBA,
yeah.
Yes.
So maybe, because remember, didn't Master P go play in the CBA something?
Master P played one
with
game.
The Raptors, right?
No, he played for the Hornets.
Hornets, yes.
Yeah, right. I saw that game. One preseason game in Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe basketball, maybe.
All right, 215-592-9494. What do you think of Jalen's attitude versus everyone else on the team in focusing on next year? Do you wish Saquon was a little bit more like Jalen? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we have been disrespected again, and I will not stand for it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I was enjoying all the Ozzy stuff online yesterday. I actually got more upset about Ozzy dying than I thought I would.
Yeah, it was actually tough watching that. I watched some videos of his last concert.
Yes, the one with all the other guys.
Yeah, just sitting there singing the songs.
Yeah, but it was cool for him to 100% see the entire crowd there. I saw online that T-Pain covered War Pigs by Black Sabbath.
How about that?
I had never heard it before.
Dude, T-Pain's
awesome.
Crazy. Like that, the Tiny Desk he did.
It was really good.
It was insane.
The Black Sabbath cover. It said it was Ozzy's favorite Black Sabbath cover of all time was T-Pain's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Jalen not wearing his Super Bowl ring is cool or annoying?
Oh, wow.
What do you... yeah, Jack, of course, is the one.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes.
What do you think?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, what do you think the percentage is? 76%.
Oh, okay.
24% saying
no. Some people wanted to see him put his ring.
Yeah,
put his ring. It was just, you know, you're the ring ceremony of all your teammates last year.
Now, I'm not going to say it's cool, but I will say I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm glad that he is.
Because you guys both don't enjoy anything.
I don't enjoy anything.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
They go, oh, you got great ratings. I'm like, great. What about the next one?
Here's the question without us, I guess we'll probably never get the answer to it.
Is did he put it on?
Did he put it on when he went home?
He had to.
Right? What is he never going to put the ring on?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he never put the ring on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Like maybe at the end of his career when he like is at the Hall of Fame podium. Maybe
he got another decade to play.
Dude, well, maybe. But like, you know, I don't know. I don't think he's ever going to put it on. I think he's going to just put it away until his career is over and then he'll take it
out. He put that ring on at home.
Disagree.
I think maybe he didn't.
I think he did.
If we ever get him on the show, which is unlikely, but and speaking of which, we'll get to that in a second. We are going to ask him if he put it on home because I don't think anybody asked him.
Well, he's not going to tell us he did.
You don't think so?
No, he's not going to tell
Still
us.
Still got to ask him.
Yes.
What if you ask him three times?
So speaking of talking to Jalen Hurts, Champ Camp started today, right? As training camp started, and WIP celebrates the Eagles' next season with Champ Camp broadcast at the NovaCare facility every day. And here I look. Champ Camp started. The morning show is at training camp.
Talking to Lane Johnson. They have Zach Bond tomorrow at 7.
The midday show. Talking to Quinyon Mitchell. Talking to Nolan Smith.
They got Quinyon to talk.
Right? Didn't they get Quinyon?
Quinyon is on, yep.
Nolan Smith as well.
Has no problem speaking. Yeah.
And no offense to Corey, but here is the WIP afternoon show in the studio talking to Corey from Columbus.
And ourselves. And like, our other coworkers.
So,
Mosh.
Remind me, guys. I have a couple of questions for you. And you, if you're listening, because you're not here, Rod Lakin, the program director, brand manager of WIP.
Noticeably absent today.
Yeah. Let me ask you both. Mm-hmm. Last year, who did we talk to when we went to training camp?
Nobody. We didn't go to training camp.
Oh, that's yes, right.
Yes, that's the trick question.
That was a trick question. You had me thinking over here. I'm like, yeah, who did we talk to?
Last year, we didn't go to training camp either. Let me ask you this. And Jack, I'm going to ask you because Ike, I don't want to put you in this position.
Okay.
But who, Jack, do you think is the face of WIP who also happened to play for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh, I was going to say me before that last part.
Yeah.
Ike Reese.
So wouldn't you think as Champ Camp begins, at least once in 2 years, the afternoon show, The Big Dogs, with Ike Reese, would happen to be at training camp once. Now, I already have my suspicions with Lakin because I believe he has sided with the camera in this whole the camera versus Fritz thing, and he set it up for the camera. I am petitioning, and I'm asking the afternoon show Foxhole guys and gals, the listeners, to petition to Rod Lakin to get the WIP afternoon show at least one time in 2 years at Eagles training camp to talk to a couple of Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Maybe talk to Saquon. Maybe talk to Coach Sirianni.
Yeah.
And to
Maybe
talk to Jalen. And to let Rod Lakin, the program director of WIP, know, you should email him. And I will give you his email address.
Well, hold on.
I will give them his email address.
Really?
Yes, I will give him his email address. What? It's probably on the website.
Hold on.
Okay, well, I'll say this. My email address here is spike.eskin@odyssey.com.
No problems there.
His name is Rod, R-O-D, Lakin, L-A-K-I-N, and he also works for Odyssey. So you could petition to Rod that the afternoon show should, because I think we should be there. Jack, do you think we should be there?
1,000,000%.
Ike Reese, do you think at least one day?
Without a doubt.
You should be there? And
yes.
I have great respect for the other show. I'm not saying the other show shouldn't be there.
Right.
Right.
I'm just saying we should have one day where we're in this beautiful RV.
Would love to know what it looked like inside.
Talking to the players. That's all I'm asking.
How the hell did me and Marks get to training camp?
Well, so I believe that practice started later.
I think they moved practice up.
Well, we could go early and record the stuff with the guys, right?
Which is what we could do.
Yeah.
So you want to flood Rod's email.
Only if you have a specific complaint about the WIP afternoon show not being at training camp. And I didn't give out his email address. I'm just telling you that the way that email addresses at Odyssey work is mine is spike.eskin@odyssey.com. And his name is Rod, R-O-D, Lakin, L-A-K-I-N.
But don't give out our email.
Yeah. No. You guys don't check your Odyssey email anyway.
I do check my Odyssey email.
Oh, right. Well,
I just have his login.
215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're in WIP.
understand it. Itching was a scratch was a person, boy. Man, that was tough, man.
Well, look, man.
Yeah, we got stuff to get off our chest.
Yeah, look.
It sound like you the face of the program when you doing all that, man.
Look,
you
know sometimes, I take the bullets.
Yes.
I will take the bullets. You know, I will stand in front if need be.
Somebody already made my point, but I was listening yesterday, when you and OG was going back and forth, right?
Yeah.
Now I love Jalen Hurts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I was with you because basically what you were saying was, you just can't say like because you like somebody that they're just better at everything than somebody else,
right?
Like with the whole Jalen Hurts thing, him not wearing the ring and all that, I get it, but I think that's because like he's not satisfied because like he hasn't solidified himself as a top five quarterback in everybody's eyes. I think that's where a lot of his whatever, I hope that's where it comes from. If not, I think it's kind of weird that he doesn't like, you know, take a moment to reflect on something he probably dreamed about.
But can I ask you this, Derek? And because we were talking about Michael Jordan, because when we were talking about Embiid a couple days ago, I was talking about Michael Jordan too.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And the guys who are best at, they're not all built the same way. But think about Michael Jordan, right? He is the greatest basketball player of all time. Years after he retired, he is standing up, being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and all he's talking about is his grudges against other guys.
Yeah.
Like, not a lot of these guys that are in that sort of position, the prime most, are not built like we're built. Like, they are built different. They don't ever feel satisfaction in the same way.
Did you just put Jalen in the same group with Michael Jordan?
Well, that's what he's trying to be, right? I mean, like
you put him there too, though. You just
yes,
put him there.
In that I'm saying okay. that I'm saying that that I think athletes who are at the center of their teams sometimes they're more like us, but sometimes they're not. Sometimes like Tom Brady is a freak.
Yeah, the great ones are wired different.
Like he is a psychopath. He chose football over his marriage. Like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are not built the same. I don't think they...
And then he went 9-8.
Yes. Nine. Yes.
All for 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, you know, so I think, yeah, I guess you would like him to enjoy it. But I also, if he is made in a way that, like this is who he is and it drives him, I think a lot of these best athletes are not driven the same way that we're driven. Like they're driven to not be satisfied.
Well, I'll throw this in there. I think it's this as well, Derek. He hasn't forgotten he got benched in Alabama.
I'm sure he hasn't.
So he is never comfortable, right? I think that's the mindset that he has, is that he's always working and proving, striving to get better. Like that's what he's trying to do. And even when he does win, he doesn't. He only allows himself to reflect and, I guess, enjoy it for so long, and then he has to get back to the grind. He has to get back to the grind.
Like the AJ Instagram post.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like I thought it would feel. So I guess it's like, I guess you could say it's the same thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah. It was weird with AJ because that was like 2 days after the
right.
Super Bowl.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
But
I, at least, now, you know.
Yeah.
Derek, I've always said about when you get a job, I've always joked that like the best day of your new job is the day the press release comes out. And then every day after that, you're just going to work. And I think to a certain.
Is that how you feel about this?
Yep.
Well,
he just gave you a window.
No, I love
this unbelievable.
Job.
Wow. Look.
Rent's due. You know, me and Jalen think the same way.
Yeah. I like it.
Derek, for next question today, what is, give us a 90s controversy.
Like, yo, this controversy haunts me to this day, man. I'll never forget. I used to wear number 32 my whole life playing basketball. And November 7th, 1991, Magic Johnson said,
yes, sir.
He had AIDS, man.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was done, man.
Yes, sir.
And he might end up outliving all of us, man. So yes. Still
he will outlive all of us, yeah.
Yeah, let me tell you, all it took was somebody really rich.
Yeah.
Figure out, you know, yeah. Not only outlive us, but thrive.
Yeah,
and,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, he's one of the richest guys, yeah.
Owns the Dodgers, yeah. You know. 215-592-94.
Washington Commanders.
Oh, yeah. He's part of the Commanders thing as well. Yeah. Sure, he's in Josh Harris's ear about the Sixers.
Sixers.
215. That'd be awesome.
215-592-9494. Now, to go to Colonial Hyundai and get a brand new Hyundai, you don't need as much money as Magic. No. What the cars are, John Ashdale is, he's got together with the Hyundai folks, and they put together Colonial Hyundai Fest to make it cheaper for you, fast. It's always faster, easier, and better, but now it's cheaper for you to get yourself in a brand new Hyundai. They've got over 300 of them in stock right there on the lot. They have Tucson's, they have Elantras, they have Santa Fe's. They're going to give you up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That is up to $10,000. The goal for Hyundai Fest is to drive in there and drive out with a new Hyundai and not have your payment go up at all. So they give you the discount on the car, that's going to help. Financing as low as 0% on any new Hyundai on the lot, and guaranteed $6,500 for your trade, no matter what condition it's in. And as usual, as always at Colonial, every new Hyundai off the lot goes with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Oh, our good friend Aaron in San Diego, you're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Hey, Ike.
Yes.
I feel bad for you, my friend, with this whole training camp thing. You are Philadelphia Eagle royalty.
Yes.
You just got to look across the desk, man. I mean, you got two card-carrying members of the Jalen Hurts Haters Club. How can you expect for the Eagles to invite you to the training camp?
It's
not the Eagles inviting us to training camp.
Yes, it's our own people.
Yes.
Well, Spike, you remind me of that friend that we all have, right? The one that's got that that bulldog mouth and that chihuahua ass that we're always trying to pull out of the fire.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. I need somebody to protect me in the fight. I can't win the fight. I can start the fight, but I can't win the fight.
Let me tell you something. I found it comical that you're sitting there beating up Joe DiCamera in his running style as you're prancing out or skipping or whatever the hell you call running out to the mound to congratulate Jack Fritz on his big win.
I just ran like a normal person. We can get, like, you can watch the video. I ran like a normal person.
Dude, that was prancing. That wasn't running.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Maybe if you lost about 60 pounds, maybe you could prance too.
Ooh.
Oh, don't come at me, my friend. You're shooting your Twitter videos for your 9 followers, you know? Like, come on, man. Do you want a piece of me?
You struggle with off-the-cuff stuff. Because when a caller's got you,
you didn't have me.
Say shut up or call names. That's your big comeback. That's your big, you know, your star line.
Aaron, do you have something about the Eagles? You called me a hater. You said I pranced out to the mound. I'm not allowed to say anything back to you besides the fact that you know, you should maybe cut down on the cheeseburgers now and again. Do you have anything about the Eagles?
I absolutely do, man.
Okay.
So here's the thing with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
He is an adversary. Let's see here.
Oh,
ooh, boy.
Come on.
That'd be better, Taylor.
It seems like you struggle. You struggle when...
I took a needle in the ass. what do I have to do with this?
I don't know.
That is driven by adversity, okay?
Okay.
What adversity?
I guarantee you that he's got somewhere on his wall or in his phone, he's got a picture of Tom Brady and his 5 rings on one finger, and that's why he hasn't put a ring on the finger yet, because he's waiting until he can fill his whole hand. And you know,
wow,
you guys,
wait
there's
to 5.
Plenty of room for you and Jack on the wagon train. You know, we don't discriminate. Come on aboard. We're glad to have you. Okay,
mm-mm.
Because Jalen Hurts is going to take us to where we need to go. He's going to continue to do what he keeps doing, and that's winning. And he's going to win championship after championship after championship. He's going to go down as a Philadelphia legend, and you're going to have to live with that for the rest of your life.
I'll be perfectly happy, Aaron.
I know. So would I if the Phillies win the World Series.
Okay. Wow. I'm not so sure about Aaron. Aaron, do you have a 90s controversy?
I do. It's actually the Y2K buildup.
Oh, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. So
much to do about nothing.
Yes. So I think I've told this story before. At the radio station, all the engineers were super worried about, you know, it going off the air.
Of course, yeah.
So they had to check every piece of equipment and put a little sticker on it that said Y2K that they have confirmed that it's okay.
Wow.
My favorite thing was when there were Y2K stickers on the microphone. And I remember, because Dick Bagg was our chief engineer at the time, I said, Dick, like, does the microphone even know what date it is? Like, why? He's like, look, they told me to make sure all the equipment is okay, and all the equipment was okay. I do remember it turning the midnight and sort of being scared that everything was going to, like, not work.
You know what I was doing?
What were you doing?
Partying.
Oh, you were. My 1999 New Year's Eve.
A lot of Y2K parties.
Yeah. Dude, we were at Bobby Taylor's house out in Conshohocken. And now this is the craziest thing. We had Rams players there with us. So we were playing the Rams that weekend.
Oh,
they come in. They came in early because of the Y2K stuff. So they didn't want to fly after
New Year's. Right, in case the planes didn't work.
Yeah, so they were in early. So that New Year's Eve, it probably was like, it wasn't like Kurt Warner or Marshall Faulk or any of those guys, but it was like Dre Bly, Lando Pace. It must have been like 8 to 10 of them that they came over, and we all like
Had a good New Year's Eve.
Now this was Bobby's single day, so he's married now and everything. But you know, Bobby knew a lot of people. Bobby knew
people,
Yeah, he knew a lot of people, man. I'm just put it that way. And so when he was having a function, you made sure you attended.
Dude, that sounds a lot better than mine did.
I was single too back then. That was 2000.
That's
so
right.
In case Renee doesn't realize that was 99 and 2000.
I was 5.
Yeah, so you don't remember it.
I remember it.
Oh, you do?
I don't get why. I didn't know what the big deal was.
Oh.
The whole Y2K thing.
Yeah, we used to have like a sleepover at my friend's house. It was crazy.
So I was dating the worst girlfriend I ever had, Carolyn. She was terrible. And we got tickets to
What's her email?
What's her email?
We got tickets to go see the band live in Hershey, PA.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
And they canceled the day before. But I had an unrefundable hotel room in Harrisburg. So we spent New Year's Eve 1999 at a hotel in Harrisburg.
Did you at least see the apple drop?
It was horrible. Yeah, I think on TV or whatever, but yeah. That was it. We had dinner at the Harrisburg Hotel.
I was going to say, did you celebrate, champagne, anything?
It sucked. And I have, by the way, Ed Kowalczyk, the singer from Live, I've held this against him since that 25 years. If I ever get to talk to that guy, how sick, dude, did you have to be to cancel your 1999 New Year's Eve concert?
And was this the girlfriend you went to Italy with?
No, she was a fine girlfriend. We just had a bad relationship. Okay. Towards
yeah, them. I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, no.
You and your rules. Look, doing all your rules.
Well,
man.
Imagine how I was then. Like, I'm pretty, like, I'm way more laid back now than I was.
But I still can't cut the TV on. There's no TV on in the bedroom.
I still have some rules. The bedroom is not for watching TV.
What's it for?
Come on, buddy. You know what it's for.
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
No, it's for going to bed at 9. To be clear, I am not a fun person. There it is. Oh boy! Yep. So we do have to talk about DeCamera as well. Well, he is. So he announced his injury, his groin injury, and I think, like, I know what he's trying to do here. If DeCamera wins tennis, which is possible,
sure,
because Jack hasn't practiced
at
all.
Fritz, yeah.
He can just say he can't go any further. And he can't do the race because he can't run.
He can't run, so he's definitely going to forfeit that one.
So he'll just say, I can't do it anymore.
Wow.
And end the competition at 2-1.
Wow.
How's that for a theory?
Yeah. And if he loses, he can just say he was injured.
He was injured.
So the only thing I want to put out there is if he's healthy enough to play tennis, he's healthy enough to run.
Right.
And if this ends because of injury, Jack's not conceding, right? You're not giving up, Jack.
Never.
So Joe has to quit. Yeah. Like, remember, like, everything gets wiped off the board. He doesn't just get to end it 2-1. He has to quit. I quit. He has to say the words, I quit. Was it, who said no mas? Was that Roberto Duran?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Sugar Ray.
That's what he's got to do. We need Joe DeCamera's no mas moment.
So we're not buying this.
Nobody's buying this.
It's 100% a setup. Yeah, 100%.
No way I'm buying.
Because I think he had his tennis coach on. The tennis coach said he looks great.
Yeah, he's playing tennis, and he played golf last week.
But he has apparently
he spent 3 hours at the doctor's.
With a shot in his groin.
Yeah, and the surgery's coming for the groin.
Yeah. I know what he's doing with his groin. Nothing.
Not whacking that thing.
Yeah. So Phils won last night. As Ike mentioned, they won the series. I would like them to, would love them to sweep the series. And Chris Sanchez was outrageous last night. A complete game, one run masterpiece. We will get to talk to the great Larry Anderson next about that. And we will keep talking about Jalen. What do you think of him not putting the ring on? I like it. And in fact, I wish more Eagles were like it.
Yeah, nobody wear your ring.
No one have fun. Just win.
No smiling.
215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.